On the Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci. The subject of today's article is regarded as one of the most famous and iconic works of art in history, made by none other than the great Leonardo da Vinci. Of course, I'm talking about the iconic mural painting, The Last Supper. Considered a masterpiece of the Renaissance, it is, along with the Mona Lisa, one of the most famous works of art by Leonardo. Let us discuss the painting with the help of a few questions. Question 1. What is The Last Supper? The Last Supper is a famous mural painting created by Leonardo da Vinci in the late 15th century. It depicts the biblical scene of the Last Supper of Jesus Christ with his disciples, as described in the Gospel of John. The painting is set in a monastery in Milan, Italy, known as the Convent of Santa Maria del Grazie. Leonardo's Last Supper is considered one of the most iconic and influential works of Western art. It measures approximately 4.6 meters by 8.8 meters, 15 feet by 29 feet, and covers the entire end wall of the dining hall in the monastery. The painting depicts the moment when Jesus reveals to his disciples that one of them will betray him. Leonardo employed various artistic techniques in the painting, including his mastery of perspective, naturalistic representation of human figures, and use of chiaroscuro, the contrast between light and dark. He created a sense of depth and realism by meticulously depicting the architectural details of the room and capturing the emotions and reactions of the disciples. Over time, the mural has suffered damage due to factors such as moisture, the application of inappropriate restoration techniques, and the impact of war. Despite these challenges, efforts have been made to preserve and restore the painting, and it continues to be a significant cultural and artistic treasure. The Last Supper remains a powerful symbol in Christian art, revered for its historical and religious significance, as well as for its artistic brilliance. Question 2. What does the painting depict? The Last Supper depicts the biblical scene of the Last Supper, a significant event in the Christian tradition. The painting portrays the moment when Jesus Christ gathers his 12 disciples for a final meal before his crucifixion. According to the Gospel accounts, Jesus reveals that one of his disciples will betray him. In Leonardo's interpretation, he captures the reactions and emotions of the disciples at this pivotal moment. The painting shows Jesus seated at the center of a long table, his figure calm and serene. The disciples are arranged in groups of three on either side of him. Leonardo masterfully portrays their individual personalities and their diverse reactions to Jesus' announcement. Each disciple displays a distinct facial expression and body language, conveying a range of emotions, from disbelief and shock to anger and sorrow. The artist pays careful attention to the psychological and emotional aspects of the figures, infusing the painting with a sense of human drama and introspection. It is a complex composition that also includes symbolic elements. Leonardo incorporates various biblical themes and allegorical references within the painting. For example, the figures and their gestures allude to the upcoming events of Jesus' betrayal, crucifixion, and resurrection. Question 3. For whom was the painting made? The painting was commissioned by Ludovico Sforza, the Duke of Milan at the time. Leonardo worked on the painting between 1495 and 1498 during his stay in Milan, where he served as a court artist and engineer for Ludovico. The Duke wanted Leonardo to create a mural for the refectory of the convent of Santa Maria del Grazie, which was part of the Dominican monastery. The purpose of the commission was to decorate the dining hall of the monastery, where the Dominican friars would have their meals and hold religious ceremonies. The mural painting was intended to inspire and provide a visual representation of the biblical event for the friars and visitors to the monastery. It was not created as an independent artwork for personal ownership but was specifically commissioned for the convent of Santa Maria del Grazie. It was intended to serve a religious and didactic purpose, conveying the narrative of the Last Supper to the viewers in a powerful and memorable way. Although the original purpose was for the monastery, Leonardo's Last Supper gained immense recognition and fame over the centuries, ultimately becoming one of the most celebrated and iconic works of art in the world. Question 4. What makes The Last Supper unique? The Last Supper is considered unique and extraordinary for several reasons. Leonardo's composition for The Last Supper is groundbreaking and innovative. He employs a one-point perspective, creating a sense of depth and space. The vanishing point is located directly behind the head of Jesus, drawing the viewer's attention to him as the focal point. The arrangement of the figures in groups of three on either side of Jesus contributes to the overall balance and harmony of the composition. Leonardo's ability to depict human emotions and psychological depth is remarkable. Each disciple in the Last Supper has a distinct facial expression and body language, reflecting their individual reactions to Jesus' announcement. This attention to human expression and emotion brings a sense of realism and drama to the painting. Leonardo's pursuit of naturalism is evident in his portrayal of the figures. He meticulously studied human anatomy and used his observations to create realistic and lifelike depictions. Through his use of light and shadow, chiaroscuro, he gives volume and three-dimensionality to the figures, enhancing their physical presence. Leonardo's attention to detail is exceptional. He pays careful attention to architectural elements, such as the lines and proportions of the room and the intricate details of the table and its objects. This meticulousness adds a sense of precision and realism to the overall composition. Leonardo incorporates symbolic elements and narrative details in The Last Supper. Through the gestures and interactions of the disciples, he alludes to the impending events of Jesus' betrayal, crucifixion, and resurrection. This layer of symbolism adds depth and meaning to the painting, inviting contemplation and interpretation. The Last Supper has had a profound impact on Western art and culture. Its composition, technique, and thematic significance have inspired countless artists and influenced the development of art movements. The painting's enduring popularity and recognition contribute to its uniqueness and status as a cultural icon. The uniqueness of The Last Supper is not solely attributed to its artistic qualities but also to the historical and religious significance it holds within the Christian tradition. Question 5. What techniques did Leonardo use to paint The Last Supper? Leonardo employed several techniques in painting The Last Supper, showcasing his mastery as an artist. The Last Supper was painted using the fresco technique, which involves applying pigments to wet plaster. Leonardo worked on a dry wall rather than wet plaster, a method known as secco, which allowed him more time for detailed execution and contributed to the painting's gradual deterioration over time. Leonardo used a combination of underpainting and glazing techniques. He first created an underpainting in monochrome, establishing the basic forms and composition. Then he applied layers of translucent glazes, allowing the underlying tones to show through, resulting in a luminous effect. Leonardo employed chiaroscuro, the contrast between light and dark, to create volume, depth, and a sense of three-dimensionality. He used subtle gradations of light and shadow to model the figures and objects, giving them a realistic appearance and enhancing their physical presence. Leonardo's mastery of the sfumato technique, which involves subtle blending and softening of edges, is evident in The Last Supper. This technique lends a hazy, atmospheric quality to the painting, blurring the lines and creating a sense of depth and mystery. Leonardo's use of these techniques and his innovative approach to composition and representation in The Last Supper have made it an enduring masterpiece and a testament to his artistic genius. Question 6. Where is the painting located today? The Last Supper is located in the refectory of the convent of Santa Maria del Grazia in Milan, Italy. The painting has been in the same location since its creation in the late 15th century. The refectory is part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site, and The Last Supper is one of the most significant attractions in Milan. Due to the delicate nature of the painting and its susceptibility to damage, access to The Last Supper is regulated, and visitors are required to book timed entry tickets in advance. Strict conservation measures are in place to protect the artwork, including controlled temperature and humidity conditions within the refectory. Question 7. What is the legacy of The Last Supper today? The Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci continues to hold immense cultural, artistic, and historical significance, and its legacy is far-reaching. The Last Supper is considered one of the most iconic and influential artworks in history. Its composition, use of perspective, depiction of human emotion, and technical brilliance have inspired countless artists across generations. It has had a profound impact on the development of Western art, influencing movements such as Mannerism, Baroque, and Renaissance Revival. The painting has become an enduring symbol in popular culture, recognized by people around the world. Its portrayal of Jesus and his disciples at the moment of the Last Supper is instantly recognizable and has been referenced in various forms of media, including literature, music, film, and television. The painting holds deep religious significance within the Christian tradition. It depicts a pivotal event in the life of Jesus Christ, emphasizing themes of sacrifice, betrayal, redemption, and the institution of the Eucharist. As such, it continues to resonate with believers and serves as a visual representation of a significant moment in Christian theology. The Last Supper is a major tourist attraction in Milan, drawing visitors from all over the world. Its presence at the convent of Santa Maria del Grazie has made it an essential part of Milan's cultural heritage and contributes significantly to the city's tourism industry. The Last Supper is often regarded as one of the greatest masterpieces created by Leonardo da Vinci. It showcases his exceptional skills as a painter, his innovative approach to composition and representation, and his ability to infuse human emotion and psychological depth into his works. The painting stands as a testament to Leonardo's enduring legacy as one of the greatest artists in history.